your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast.
Chilling.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Midnight Paco Podcast, everyo. You can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram, people.
And I am the underscore great underscore Corey, C-O-R-E-E.
That's right. We got a new little setup here. How you like it? How you like it now?
How my head look from the side?
Like, yeah, right. I probably have a terrible side profile. I already know.
Is it like sitting like the continent of Africa?
I got the flat spot, I got this, the brow sticks out, my ear.
Look at my overbite, y'all.
Oh, yeah, I definitely got that shit going on. Arr, but it's all good. You can also follow us at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram. And you can hit us up on the Midnight Paco Podcast at Gmail, people.
.com.
That's right.
This episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right.
What's going on, brother?
Slow motion, man. Slow motion.
That's right. We did an emergency podcast this time. You know,
yes.
Because got the holidays coming up, people. You know, happy Thanksgiving. Hope everyone had a safe holiday.
Happy
by the time
day.
This comes out, gobble gobble will be all over with. So.
Right.
And we'll be all back to our regular scheduled lives heading after this is released.
That's right.
So we want to get this out to everybody. Hopefully everyone have a safe time. That's right.
Yep. A safe and happy Thanksgiving. Check out on your loved ones. Check in on your loved ones.
Check in.
This is it could be a good part of the year for some and a difficult part for others.
That's right, people.
So check in on your loved ones, because this is that time of the year where, you know, if you lost someone, it gets tough out here. So.
Oh yeah, man. I lost both my, you know, most of my grandparents around between this time and like early January. You know what I mean? So this in a sense is not a good time, but at the same time, I mean, you gotta. Gotta rejoice in holidays.
Yeah,
you know
rejoice
what I mean?
In holidays.
You gotta get together with your family, the ones that are here, people, you know.
Right.
You know, everyone's, like you said, people may be going through it, depression, because especially around these times, man, people want to get gifts and can't afford it. You know, you start thinking about that and this, and, you know, it's just work slows down because of the holiday. You know what I mean? Just a lot of things affect a lot of different situations in people's lives. So maintain, people.
Yeah,
stay positive.
The true gift for me is reaching out to me. If you want to do something nice to me, reach out to me. Ask me how I'm doing. Talk to me.
That's right. Keep your mind off of shit, man. Yeah. If anything, you know.
Yeah, and just remember, everybody mourns differently. There's no correct way to mourn. But and I know it's sad and tough, but you got to think of that loved one. If you lost somebody that's really close to you, would they want you to be mourning so much that it's crippling you? So to honor them, you should carry on and keep soldiering on to honor them, because that's what they would want you to do.
Yeah. Good words. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, that's what you hope. You know what I'm saying? You hope they want
easier
you
to easier said than done, I know.
Oh, definitely. Always. But you gotta try and do something, man. That's why I like working out. Because for that time where I'm at the gym, man, I really don't think of much.
Right.
I got that music playing in my head, and I'm just getting that body workout. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's you know, you got to find something to keep you focused, to keep you motivated. Working out is, make sure it's healthy.
Right, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
You know, some people be like, yeah, I smoke dope. It keeps me motivated, you know.
You know what? Hey, as much as it's a good motivator, it also can be a bad.
It can be a crippler.
Yeah, it can definitely keep you, you know,
it's bad for the immune system. It's bad for everything.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah, it is what it is. But this is the time, man. This is time to, like you said, focus, regroup, rejoice. The next year is coming around. People got goals in life.
That's right.
You know, and it's funny, and everyone does this shit. You know, like when you like decide you're gonna work out, I'm like, well, I'm gonna wait till Monday. You know, you want a fresh start on. It's like, well, I'm gonna wait till next year to get my shit going. And if that's the case, just make sure you're planning it out. While you're sitting here waiting, chilling.
You know what? To be honest with you, those New Year resolutioners is just taking up my machine. Hurry up and get drop off.
Right.
That's what I've been thinking. Like, definitely. When I was going to the gym, and then all the New Year resolutioners is in, I'll be like, I'll be glad when y'all fall off.
Right.
Y'all all in my machine.
Give it a few weeks.
I got to wait for the bench now. Man, hurry up and fall off. I can't wait.
Yeah, that is the best. Because, yeah, that shit happens all the time. People, if you don't know, go to the gym, get a membership in January, and stay till April, and see how many people still are there. I try and make it at least 3 to 4 times a week. 4 times is great. Three is average, unfortunately.
What you should
do,
at least.
I mean, it just sucks, you know, because like I said, once the weekend comes, even though I work, I get lazy because by the time I get home, my wife's home, everyone's there. You know, it's like, well, I'm just going to stay home and chill. I got to work tomorrow anyway. You know, excuses is what it is.
Right.
You know, because it shouldn't stop me. I go, it's an hour. You know what I mean? What's an hour? You could be laying at home too, but. To better yourself, people, is what it is.
While I'm thinking about this, Justin and I decided once we get 100 subscribers. No.
100? No. 1,000.
Okay.
100. We already have 100.
Okay. 1,000 subscribers.
1,000 people. This is.
Once we get 1,000 subscribers, we will shave off all the hair on our face. No mustache, no beard, and no eyebrows.
Whoa, I'll look even more like Schmeagle. I look terrible. I'll look like
that. I would look like a black Uncle Fester.
I look like, I can't remember what the thing is. It's like the little creature in motherfucking Star Wars. Just has this big ass pointy ears.
Baby Yoda?
No. I get down with Yoda. I get down with Yoda.
I think it would be the weirdest thing. So go ahead and get us up to 1,000 subscribers. And
if you guys want to see that shit, that'd be some... it would look terrible.
Yeah, I know I would look a mess.
I'd like to see how long it'd take in each podcast.
Hair to grow back.
Yeah. You'll see progress and shit. We won't want to fucking touch up nothing. We'll be thankful for every little piece of hair that grows back.
They'll turn on the Midnight Paco podcast and be like, what the fuck?
The fuck happened with them? Oh, their subscribers are up. Something happened.
They were like, y'all see Cool C and Justin? They look like they use a dope.
Oh, for sure. I'll definitely look like something like that, then. Ew, bad news.
Yeah.
So hey, people, if you want to see that terrible-looking fucking thing, hit the subscribe, people. Send it out. Get the link out there. Hey, I'm down with that shit. Hey, man, it's hair. I'll shave my whole goddamn body. I don't give a fuck. I'm a hairy goddamn animal over in this bitch. If I don't shave my chest, I'll look like, you know, Austin Powers did in the movies. You know, it was all fake, but that's what my shit would look like, people. That's right.
So?
Yeah. Hey. Contest tonight. Final, people. Yeah, it's too late to tell you guys to come out and check us out, but we'll let you know how everybody did. Like I said last week, dude, it's just another Wednesday to go up on stage, do our sets, have fun.
And that's
then,
it, man.
And then go next door and do karaoke.
Yeah, I'll be watching.
Watch people.
Yeah,
watch people.
I would be watching karaoke.
Watching. I would have done it, but it's not like our... We don't do it. We like to sit there and watch people.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's definitely good times.
Right.
Job's actually coming out. That'll make it even
Shout
better.
Out to the Red Fox.
Shout out to the Red Fox. I love that, man. It just is, like I said before, it's a little place like home. You know what I'm saying? Back in Erie, right around the corner. Not only that, when we walk in, like you said, they got our drinks out.
Our drinks are ready.
Drinks are ready. Rick's got that shit unlocked.
Shout out to Rick and his woman.
Oh, God, we don't know her name. I'm sorry. We got to get that. You know.
Sorry.
Yeah. Apologize. We say it's woman.
Doesn't mean that we don't rock with you.
No.
We just never was officially introduced.
Yeah, that's all.
We but just knows say hi.
She knows what we drink. It's legit.
Yeah, that's what's up.
That's what a good bartender does.
Yeah.
That's what it is when you come in, they see you walk in the door, and they have your drink ready there for you.
I mean, you know.
That's dope.
I got a whole theory about that, but I won't go into that. Well, I will, just a little bit. I'm 46. Been in Cleveland my whole life. You should have multiple places in the place where you were born and raised that treat you that way. And if you don't, you should really do a self-diagnosis. Like, what you been doing? You been pissing people off all your life? Like
right.
If you're in your hometown and you don't have a place that set drinks out like that for you, not a one, or you don't have drinks or meals named after you, you gotta ask yourself, what the hell you been doing?
Right. Although it's not a bad thing if you don't have a bar to go to. That just means you don't drink.
I'm just saying. I said any place.
So you talking about like going down and they have your favorite bread ready? Or have it
anywhere
in the store or some weird shit.
Anywhere. Like
bread.
Anywhere. Like weird. If you can't in your city that
just
you
anywhere. I got you.
And you've been here all your life. You know, for example, my son asked me, you know, how do you get free car washes? And I said,
that's a weird question.
Well,
do you always get free water?
Yeah,
okay,
I do.
All right.
He said, how did you get free car washes
here?
Right. And I said, well, they offer free car washes for people that buy their cars here. And he said,
okay, yeah, it's like a dealership, yeah.
And he said, well, you didn't get your car from here.
Well, that's a good point.
And I said, well, son, if you grew up in your city, and you know, it's got to be somebody somewhere, you know, that's taking care of you somewhere. What you been doing, pissing people off?
Right.
This is where I grew up. I'm from Cleveland.
Yeah.
I'm not even bragging about that. I just use it as an example. It's just like, you know.
No, I got you. Yeah. I got friends a lot of places. Like I said, when I went to Vegas, I didn't have to pay for shit because my boys hooked me up. I mean, they had to pay for it, but you know what I mean? Somebody has to pay for it.
Yeah, I mean,
either way.
And I think with that same concept, the more you network, it'll be like that every state you go.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's like if my family or friends come in to, you know, come here, they got a place to stay no matter what.
Right.
You know, they got meals, they got whatever I can provide
right.
is what they get. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So. Oh, yeah, that's. I mean, that's just how shit should be. I mean, that's the only thing we have in this world, really, if you think about it. You know, that's why I said I'm the richest dude in the world when it comes to that, when it comes to friends and family.
Right.
You know, don't put a, you can put a monetary value on it, but you really can't because it's priceless. You know what I'm saying? Because if somebody opens up their world to you, you know, that's just
right.
whatever it is. You know what I'm saying?
And it has to be, you have to give back too. You
can't just keep taking from people.
It has to.
Yeah. Well, and that's why I bow out of a lot of trips because they do it so frequently. It's like, I can't keep, and I ain't got it to give. I gotta lay low, people. It's tough, man. It's.
But you know what? It's like, it's okay to. I'm not saying that I always do it for people because I know they're gonna do something for me. That's not what I'm saying.
No. Yeah. No. No. 100%.
I'm
yeah.
saying like, if.
It just works out that way because you're if you're a kind yeah. person, you're
right.
like I said, it just get yeah, it just things right. come that way to you.
Yeah.
yeah, it ain't. It's not like you said. It's not about a bragging. Like you said, who have you pissed off? You know
what
I'm
you
saying?
Been doing pissing people off your whole life?
Exactly.
If you don't have places that you can go to in your city where you were born and raised,
yeah,
it's time to do a self-reflection thing.
Oh, definitely.
Like, damn, yeah. in my city, I get no love. Not saying that. I'm asking for freebies and handouts.
Exactly. No.
I'm just saying, like, you know.
You don't get no discount where you go places?
Like, nowhere?
Free soda? You know, it's like, go ahead. Look, I've had places where people make it by accident and they give it to me for free.
Okay, so to me, that's my universal thing. You win some and you lose some,
yeah.
and you can't get upset when you lose.
Oh, no, definitely.
You know, you can't get upset like, oh, you shorted me a dollar. Or you charged me for cheese, and I didn't get any cheese.
No, most of the time I don't ask for cheese, and I get that shit anyway. So I'm not too worried about not getting cheese.
My thing is, don't trip.
Off my burger, motherfucker.
Don't trip, because you're going to get it back.
You hope.
No, you will.
Is that the rule of attraction?
You win some, and you lose some, man. And you can't be mad when you lose. And normally... when you win a lot more than you lose.
This is true.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, just think about that. You know, I never really trip. Like, you better go back and get your $1.50. Look, they charged you $1.50.
But this is the same person that called on McDonald's because his filet of fish was terrible.
That's a different thing.
You didn't want to take the loss on that, motherfucker.
No, it wasn't a loss. It was like... the mission was to put food in my stomach. I couldn't do it because the bread was super hard. It would have broke my teeth. And it was like, why do you feed this to people?
Yeah, you know, that was...
why would you feed this to a person?
Because they didn't have to eat it. They were like, fuck it.
And I used to, you know, when I was younger, I would have wanted them to say... I would have went under the umbrella of, don't give anybody anything that you wouldn't give your mother. But everybody don't like their mama.
Not everybody. I'll tell you
so
that.
I had to
I
change
love my mama.
I had to change
for
that.
The record.
Yeah, I had to change that. But don't give anybody anything that you wouldn't give to somebody that, you know, you love.
Oh yeah. No. I wish people would really take that into consideration when they're making the food. Pay attention. Pay attention.
Oh, you know what? I go to Subway.
No, hold on. Right. And I'm just going to say this. If you go to Subway and they jack your shit up, there's something wrong because you're right in front of them telling you. Go ahead.
When I go to Subway, the last time I went to Subway, I asked the girl, I said, can you put some pretty tomatoes on there? And she said, no, I'm going to go in here and find the worst ones. Of course I'm going to give you pretty tomatoes. Who wouldn't? I said, oh, you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. People put tomato butt on my sandwich all the time.
Tomato right? butt.
They make sandwiches with tomato butt and lettuce butt. Like,
it's brown lettuce. It's that shit that's been in there for a little bit and they're just like.
Or it's the end of the lettuce where it's, you know, the brown. That's lettuce butt.
That's lettuce butt.
The end of the tomato that's brown, that's they got with the brown
yeah,
pit.
Yeah. That's definitely
tomato butt. So why would you put tomato butt and lettuce butt on people's
sandwich?
Because
they don't have to eat it, and that means they ain't got to cut up another tomato right then and there.
F that. I'd be like, I'm notorious. Like, can you exchange that tomato for another one, please? And they looking at me like,
he didn't want to take the L, people. That's what it is.
That's not an L. That's not an L.
That's kind of an L.
No, it's not. That's tomato butt. That's no L.
But no, like I said, that should be rectified and corrected because you're right there.
You're right
now,
there.
Now, I get my shit ordered sometimes and I just show up and pick it up. You know, I think they take advantage of that and don't make it as good because they can have it ready.
It depends on who's making it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, like, they can be a little bit more chintzy on shit is what I get at. You know,
it depends, and I agree with you on that. And it's just like a lot of times that I went to places like Chipotle and other places, they're doing like these online orders first. And one time they had a whole section for the online orders, and then they're going to tell me they're out of the tomato sauce or something. I'm like, it's some over there.
Right.
And that was for the online orders. And I'm like, yo, I'm in the store. If you don't go over there and get that.
Right.
You know, to me, the customers in the store are much more important than the online and over the phone orders.
Yeah, but some places now, with like, especially with COVID, boy, they took advantage of all that shit, man. Because I went to McDonald's the one time, another time I shouldn't have went, but I tried to go into the lobby and it was like already locked. And this is like a few weeks ago. It wasn't even like it was like late either. It was like 6 o'clock. I think it was before I was coming to do one of these fucking podcasts. So I was on my way to get some meal. I mean, I ended up going in the drive-thru and suffered through it and got those fucking, you know, made my stomach gassy and farty. But either way, I did it. But I tried to go into the lobby because it's like I didn't want to sit in the drive-thru. It wasn't that long anyway, but still, it's just. Mm-hmm. And that shit was already locked. They ain't give a fuck. They're like, man, we ain't trying to deal with folks. Stay in the fucking drive-thru, people.
Yeah, and unfortunately, when I drive, I can't go through the drive-thru.
You can't? Oh, yeah, no, not when you're working. Oh, dude, yeah. Oh, I remember when I was working, I got the sweeper truck. I used to get out, you know, and walk up to the drive-thru, and they said they couldn't even serve me there. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? I ain't gonna, you could sit there and order it online, and then they'd bring it out. I'm like, I'm fucking right here. I can't talk to you right here. We're at the window. My bad. We ain't even put it in red.
We're not in red. Should we go in red?
No, we don't need to vent on that. All right,
because I was going to say, I've always imagined, like, them doing that, saying that I have to go through the drive-thru, and then I say, okay, and then I rip all that shit down.
Right. Oh, I've tried to squeeze in some. I'm like, yeah, it ain't going to work. Let me just, plus I'm on the other side of the fucking truck. It just doesn't make no sense. Just, no.
Yeah.
It's no bueno.
No point.
Anyway, hey, people, we're going to give this, since we got like another week before this will be out, once again, come check us out at Front Stage.
December 3rd.
December 3rd, people.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. We'll be doing what, 8 to 10? 8 to 10 minutes, some shit? We don't know. Yeah, we don't know exactly
who's I'm doing a 30-minute special.
Bam, people. This is all presented by Roselle Lamar. Shout out to him.
Shout out to Roselle at the Front Stage. That's the old Severance movie theater. Come check us out, man.
You know, it's going to be our first show, people.
It'll be our first show that's not an open mic.
It's not an open mic. That's right.
It's not our show.
It's not our show.
But it's the first comedy show.
We're part of.
Yeah.
That's right. So we don't know who's all on it.
Those other comics to be announced.
To be announced. They'll be there regardless, but we'll be there. So
we will be there, and you know, and I'm very confident in the circle that we, you know, we've seen and performed with.
Yeah,
you can't go wrong.
Oh no, not at all. No,
you can't.
Not at all. I enjoy everyone who hits the stage for the most part. So it's, you know, always good times. Looking to keep an eyes on. This is gonna be a little bit of a short one, not super short. We got shit to do. We got stuff to go to, you know, take care of tonight. But either way, so we got that show, and then we got one on December 19th in Bridgeville, PA, people. So
Bridgeville, PA, come check us out.
Anybody who's out in that area, check us out on Instagram. You'll see the flyer if you haven't, you know, if you're just listening to it or watching us on YouTube. We posted the flyer there on Instagram, so go check that out. This will be a Christmas show. I'm going to try and come
what
up with
what about the other one?
That is January 8th. That's by John Huff. He's He's presenting that one, promoting that one.
Yeah, January 8th.
January 8th. That's in Newcastle, PA.
Newcastle.
So all my peoples out there in the Butler area in Pittsburgh, come check us out.
Come check us out.
We'll be there in Newcastle. Once again, we'll put that out on Instagram. It's Patsy's Bar and Grill. I'm not sure exactly where, but I'm sure they had shows there. So anybody,
Patsy's Bar and Grill, and that's not in Newcastle, right?
That is in Newcastle.
Oh, so Patsy's Bar and Grill.
Yeah, that's the one with John Huff.
That's where we'll be in. It's a good show.
Yeah,
it will be a good show. You got other great comedians coming there, and the one that's coming up on the 19th of this month. No.
Yeah, December. December 19th.
The 19th of December. That's going to be a good show lineup too.
That's in Bridgeville, PA. That's the one in Bridgeville.
Let me just look and see who's going to be in.
Yeah, go ahead and check it out because we got it on the flyer, but we got it on here. He'll pull it up. We got some ways to check out the internet, people.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah, I didn't put my phone on airplane mode now. Think about it. So I might get some calls and texts. Hopefully not. I am not that important, so, you know. Mm. The wife already knows what I'm about to do, so she knows not to bother right now.
Okay.
She said good luck, though, tonight to both of us. You know what I'm saying? Either way, I told her there's no need for luck. We're going up there just to be stupid, tell our jokes.
Jokes?
Same jokes we've been working on, people, unfortunately. All right. What we got?
So this is the Christmas Jackalope Showcase, and that's 608 Washington Ave, Bridgeville, PA.
Get it?
The entry is free. The host is Tyler Snodgrass. And that will be December 19th at 9 p.m. And it'll be featuring Adam Nadig, Roselle Lamar,
Roselle,
Justin Fuller,
what?
Cordell Respress.
Get him.
You got Michael, I can't read his last name and I don't know why. Michael, Will, and Alexa. For some reason.
It cut off the bottom?
Yeah.
Ain't that a be all?
Yeah, that's terrible.
Either way, it's gonna be a good show, people. Come check us out.
Did you post it?
Yeah, I posted it.
Okay, well, let's see if I can get it if it didn't cut it off on yours.
Okay. Either way, it's all gonna be good. It's all, man, I'm excited, man. We booked for the year.
That's right.
Out there, books. Nah, it's gonna be good times, man. I'm excited.
Okay. Michael Copenhaver.
Bam.
Will Hopkins.
There you go.
And Alexa Trezari.
Trezario. I think it's Trezario.
Well, it's T-R-I-Z-A-R-R-Y.
Trezari. Okay.
And then you got Brad Ryan.
There you go, people.
All right. That's who's going to be at the Jackalope Showcase. And that's on December the 19th.
It's a Sunday, people. Yeah. So, you know, what time is it? 9 o'clock?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Yeah, it's free.
It's free.
Yeah.
See? If you're in Bridgeville, PA, or anywhere around, come check us out. We got to drive 2 hours to it. So, bam. How about that?
We are coming to entertain and to shovel out some holiday chuckles.
That's right. I'm going to try and come up with some Christmas stuff. I already got some stuff I wrote down, but the other stuff's really just informative, not super funny until so I may just do about a minute and move on.
You can always sing.
I thought about doing a Christmas carol.
You should.
Or a poem. 'Twas the night before Christmas.
That's what I was going to do, so you're going to have to change it.
Damn it. Never mind.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to let you rock that shit because it'll be even better.
I was going to do it.
Okay. Well, I ain't going to step on your shit. That's how it is.
Yeah. I might do a little bit of it tonight.
Oh, damn. See?
Just to see how it works.
Yeah. Nope, not going to do that. Because I have none of it figured out yet. I know. You know me. I like to be prepared. I should have brought my notebook.
Not to say that I'm not prepared. I just do it.
Well, I'm going to have to dig into the files, I have the Christmas, on my Christmas material.
What are you doing, Christmas? What you doing Christmas? Tonight? Christmas?
No, I'm going to save that for the 19th.
Okay, because we got Christmas stuff over here in the files.
I already got it.
So we got Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
Oh.
Hold on.
The difference between Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Okay, that's there, and
see that ear, people? I want to come from. Yeah, it's just the way it looks from the side. It's not a good look.
All right. All right, we got Christmas jokes for adults with cradle cap.
Whoa, all types of good stuff.
Yeah, you don't even know. All there, so we got the jokes.
We got the jokes. Oh, speaking of which, this ain't jokes. Never mind. I'm actually switching subjects completely, but...
Are we turning red?
No. We're not turning red. I'm supposed to promote the podcast for the Duke It Out podcast. I will be on coming up this Sunday as a guest. You'll see that coming out on YouTube. So go, guys, and check that out. Duke It Out
check
podcast.
Check it out. Duke It Out podcast. You can find it under the Dream Tour
podcast. Yeah, it'll be under the Dream Tour podcast. That's right. It's still under the same name. But he had Brandon Petrie on last week, who's another fellow comedian. And well, that was on this week. And so I'll be on next week. And then Cool C will be on the following week, people. So we'll be sure to
check it out.
Remind you again when that's ready to pop. You know what I'm saying?
Duking it out with Duke Watson.
Watson.
Duke Watson, everybody.
That's right.
Duke Watson.
get it. So what's your plans for the holiday? We'll figure out what's
Well, first of all...
You gonna come over? You want to come over tomorrow and have some turkey?
Actually, we're having dinner at my cousin's house.
Okay.
And I'm on plastic product detail. Let me tell you about the plastic products that I'm bringing to you. I'm telling you, man, this is going to be out of sight. It's going to be the silverware that look like silver.
Okay.
But it ain't.
And
all right. No. And I got the Thanksgiving napkins, you know what I'm saying? Cuz when you make more money, you could do better.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have the different color napkins, though, you know, the fall
the
colors.
Festive shit.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
And then I'm going to have the tongs. You see what I'm saying?
They got special tongs?
They got tongs. Look, when I'm on the plastic paper detail, I bring tongs, all right? So you can distribute out the food when you're not using the plastic fork to get in. Some people's dressing, you'll use a plastic fork to scoop your stuff out, and then you got teeth from the fork broken off into the food. But if you got tongs,
no bueno.
And the servers that I bring, because I'm on the plastic wear detail, you know what I'm saying?
Who decides who's on that? Is that divvy down between like
it's actually, to be honest with you,
the elders and all the way down, because they already know what they got at the house, so they pass the rest down to you.
Well, when they put me on the detail, that's what I bring. When I'm on the paperware detail for Thanksgiving or Christmas, that's what I bring. So I bring the festivities to them.
See, we're having it at my house, so everyone else. I love it because I ain't got to do nothing.
Right.
You know.
But will you have the tongs?
Yeah, we got
scoopers.
We got tongs, tongs.
And y'all gotta wash them afterwards. Well, see, the ones that I bring, you don't wash. You just throw them out.
But you spent money on them. We already have them.
Throw them out.
We're gonna wash them anyway. Yeah, plastic's
bad
for
the environment. You throw
see,
out.
You don't care about the environment, people. That's plastic.
It will make a nice sled for a rat. Recyclability, man.
Recyclability. You see a rat with it on tied to his feet, just walking around,
going slush.
Sloping, people.
You know
what Christmas
saying?
Is all about.
It's about giving. It's about
man, we're going to have to put the tree up and all that bullshit. Man, mm-mm. I ain't got to do none of that, people. Thank God.
Mm-mm.
So what wife's for?
Mm-mm.
Females in the crib. That's what it's all about.
What, to decorate?
Yeah.
I mean.
She does a wonderful job, man, with the tree. It looks dope. I can't say much about it. It got like the Joker colors for our lights. They're green and purple. Dope.
Thank goodness for people that, you know, are festive. As a matter of fact, I can remember growing up and see people's homes, and they just look like they plugged up the lights and threw them bitches out.
That's how I feel when I gotta do it.
And that's what it looks like. It's like, you spent time doing that.
That's, trust me, man,
what did you do?
It'd be cold, man. I got no desires to go out there and put that shit up. And it's been cold a lot lately. Like, there's been no cold.
In my old neighborhood, it was two houses like that, and they was right next door. It looked like they just both plugged them up and just threw them in. Wherever they landed, that was
for like the first year when we moved in our spot.
That was Christmas.
I left them fuckers up the whole year after I put them up. Because it was those lights where you can change the colors.
Oh.
So I kept them bitches up for like St. Patty's. I just put all green.
That's not that bad.
Easter, I put like the different color.
That's not
Valentine's
bad.
Day, I had red up. Like, I was just fucking around.
Yeah,
I did. And my wife was like, are you gonna take them down? I'm like, no, I'm just going to keep changing the fucking colors. Thanksgiving was like brown and orange. It was shitty ass
Brown lights?
Brown color.
Brown and orange?
No, nah, man, it was like orange and like, I don't know if it was brown. No, I think definitely orange and yellow.
Orange and yellow.
Yellow, yellow. Yeah, that's what it was.
Okay.
Yeah, it was festive. And then Christmas was dope because they have all different colors and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, Christmas is always cool.
You know what I'm saying?
Christmas used to be so exciting.
I was just thinking of a way to write a joke about that. It was like so much better when you were a kid, wasn't it?
It was
just so much fun, man.
Now I'm siding with Scrooge.
Oh, definitely.
You know, that's when I was younger, I was like, man, what's wrong with you, man? You don't like Christmas? He used to be like, bah, humbug.
Well, because you realize, man, it's
like. And now I realize I'm rolling with him.
Right? As you'd be, like I said, you'd be broke afterwards, man.
Broke.
Depressed.
Bah, humbug.
It's cold. Doesn't make shit no better. You know what I'm saying?
And then you see people, Merry Christmas. And I'd be like.
By
humbug.
My wife's birthday is like right after Christmas, so she kind of gets screwed.
Combo gifts.
Yeah, it sucks. I try and separate it.
My baby's birthday is the 18th, and I haven't did that to her.
She no.
Didn't get the combos.
Yeah, I've always tried my best to even have like something else special, you know, off on the side.
Yeah, combo gifts. Ain't
yeah.
Cool. That ain't
no,
cool.
Not at all, man. It's terrible.
$650.
Okay. What we got? Should we cut it short, this short one?
We have to,
I
man.
Know. Sorry, people. I hate to cut it short on you, but damn. We got stuff to do.
We got a show to go to. We got to do some comedy.
Yeah, which I'm looking forward to, man.
We got to throw out some chuckles.
Yeah, so shout out to everybody we're about to go see.
This episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right! So once again, people, sorry it was short and sweet, but hey, man, that's how we do sometimes. We got to keep them rolling. You can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram.
And I am the underscore great underscore Corey, C-O-R-E-E. That's how you get me on Instagram. You can get us both on the Midnight Paco Podcast Instagram, or you can send your concerns and comments to
the Midnight Paco Podcast at gmail.com, where we check them all. Both, you know, we're
we always be looking stuff. Like, who's that? Okay, yeah, we see you.
Yeah, we get the comments on the YouTube page. Keep them coming. We see you. We see you talking about the movies, your favorite, you know, one that slit your Achilles underneath the bed.
Oh, yeah, that hurt my foot when I saw that. That was terrible.
Yeah, it's no bueno. So we appreciate everybody who, you know, checks us out, comments, leaves notes for
keep
us. Them in, you know?
Keep them coming. And thanks for everybody that support us and bought the merch.
Yes,
we
once
are
again.
Nothing without
thank
you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate everything. You know, like I said, anytime we get more, we're going to put another video together, throw that out there.
Absolutely.
Keep the thanks and appreciatives coming to you. So once again, hit subscribe, like, send that out. When we get 1,000, shave.
No, nothing. I'm not gonna have no eyebrows, no mustache, no beard. I'm gonna look like a wet baby seal.
Yeah, it's gonna. On that note, peace out. Get up.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's.
cold foam cold brew coffee and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,